With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We are about to hear from former President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York.
The former president will make public statements at Trump Tower following yesterday's unanimous guilty verdict by 12 jurors in his criminal trial. He already expressed his feelings when he left the courtroom.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
Trump maintained that he's a very innocent man and rallied supporters in online fundraising appeals last night with the vow to never surrender. Greg Clugston, New York.
And while he has been convicted on all 34 felony counts in the trial, former President Trump says the ultimate verdict, the most important one, has yet to be rendered.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
The Biden team says no one is above the law. Mr. Trump denounces what he says was a sham of a trial presided over by a partisan judge in one of the most Democrat-friendly parts of the country. Also at SRNNews.com, word just in that Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is exiting the Democrat Party. He is registering as an independent. While more than 243,000 people across Texas remain without power following this week's severe storms, there is another round of severe weather in the forecast for parts of Texas as well as some other parts of the country. The latest government economic data out this morning shows that prices are still on the rise, although, according to the Commerce Department, the rate of price increases slowed just a bit from March to April. And on Wall Street, stocks which had been higher earlier now turn mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 32 points, but the NASDAQ is down 163 points, and the S&P is off by 20 points. This is SRN News. Tennessee taking a stand against transgenderism.
Governor Bill Lee has signed into law a measure that grants parents the final say in the, quote, upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of their child. It's designed to prevent schools from helping children live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. A lot of school systems across the country are doing just that, some going as far as to obtain puberty-blocking drugs for kids on the sly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has approved legislation designed to block adults from helping underage girls get an abortion. The measure is aimed at any person who intentionally recruits, harbors, or transports a pregnant girl within the state to get an abortion without parental consent. Ambulance drivers, emergency medical services personnel, and other common transportation services are exempt under the law. That law will be going into effect the first day of July. This is SRN News. Another of those anti-Israel encampments is no more.
This time at Wayne State University in Detroit, just 2 days after the school suspended in-person classes and encouraged staff to work remotely. Television footage showed campus and Detroit police in riot gear tearing down fencing early Thursday. At least a dozen people were arrested. President Kimberly Andrews Espy says the camp posed health and safety issues. Meanwhile, more than 100 graduates walked out of a commencement ceremony Thursday at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology near Boston. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The Labor Department accusing Hyundai and two other companies with plants in Alabama of violating child labor laws. A complaint filed this week follows an investigation by the department's Wage and Hour Division. It claims to have found a 13-year-old working on an assembly line in a plant that manufactures auto body parts. More details, SRNNews.com.